Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, the cattle futures today really shot up, with feeder cattle up $2.30 to $2.70. And didn't quite get through the previous highs, which were about another $1.50 away. But this is a good start here. Live cattle were 60 to 87 cents higher. On Friday, we had a set of reports here that had a cattle on feed and cattle inventory, with kind of a mixed bag here. The on feed report was right in line with what the expectations were. So nothing really too exciting there. On feed was 102, placements 98, and marketed 97%. They did have one less marketing day. But if you look at the inventory, since 1996 here, the inventory was 11.485 million head on feed of July 1st. That's the highest in 10 years, the highest since 1996. So this just shows us that we've had a lot of cattle in the feedlots here, and that could pressure prices. But on the other hand, the cattle inventory report showed relatively quiet total beef cow inventory at 32.4 million head. We did get down below 29 at one point back in, I think, 2014. And then the biggest number of all was the beef cow replacement, was down 4% from last year at 4.4 million head, and the lowest in about 5 years.
Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, we'll be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
The grain markets were pressured across the board. We had corn down 8 to 8.5, beans down 13 to 14, Chicago wheat down 14, Kansas City down 12. Cotton did manage to close higher on the day, with December cotton up 29 at 63.36. Overall, these markets seem to be unafraid of any sort of crop shortage at this point. Early on, the 30-day delay in the planting was thought to have a major impact, but the market's telling us that we may not have that much of a shortage here by pushing those prices back down. The trade is looking for some targeted levels on the December corn down to 420. There's a gap, and also the 50% retracement from the low to the high is 418 and three quarters. So we're within 7 cents of that on the December corn, of that target. The beans kind of following the corn here. Doesn't look like there's any real threat at this point. And then the wheat market, I think, is just kind of tagging along here, as we are still overpriced on the world market relative to some of the other major exporters. This afternoon, we have a crop progress and condition report, which is expected to show a 1 to 2% improvement in the corn and bean good to excellent category. It's also looking like harvest is moving along here, somewhere around 75% complete for the wheat harvest. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.